number one.
Woo!
Not in the draft, though, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, we'd have to be terrible for that to have happened.
Good evening, faithful listeners. You're listening to The Blowhole on Finsider Radio. It's been a little while. I don't remember. I think we've talked since the new year, so I guess happy new year. I am joined by my co-host, Rob Cast. It is myself, James Radio, leading us through these dark, dark times.
What up?
And, yeah, we got lots to talk about with the coaching hire. Finkel and Einhorn probably won't be joining us at all during the offseason since they didn't even bother to show up for any of the regular season Miami Dolphins talk, but we're really glad that you're here. That's the most important thing, and I'm not talking about you, Rob. I'm talking about the hundreds, maybe tens, maybe fives.
I say tens of hundreds.
Tens of listeners.
If I can be excited about our new coaching staff, I can be excited about all the listeners. Hey, you know what?
Our hypothetical coaching staff.
Stop insulting the people who are listening. We want to insult the people who are not listening.
That's
and
right.
And you can't do that.
They're missing out.
Yeah, because they suck.
They sure do.
But I do. I know during the season when we were predicting games, I sort of couldn't pick against the Dolphins. Very rarely did I not pick for them to win. And I'm not going to pick for their coaches to be terrible. I'm going to.
You're going to keep the optimism train rolling?
It's the only thing I can do. It'll make me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking off air about this. I mean, there's no way to know whether or not. We don't even know if. I mean, we're pretty certain who the coach is going to be, but we don't. It's not official. It can't be official until after the Super Bowl. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, and he could pull a whatever the hell their offensive coordinator guy who did it. What the hell's his name? Who did that last year?
Josh McDaniels.
McDaniels.
You never got a call for the Packers job, did you?
I did. I turned it down.
Did you?
Did you see what the temperature is there?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I'm not
that's
doing
good.
That.
That's good. How'd the interview process go? Who'd you talk to? Did you talk to Philbin? Did they have Philbin interview?
No, it was just this guy just named Jerry.
Okay.
I don't know. He just was like, told me he was like, you know, really into having me come work there. He had me send some headshots and some bottomless pics and stuff. So, you know, it seemed pretty legit, and he was really into it.
Did you talk to Aaron Rodgers at all?
He said Aaron was going to call me. He did call, but it was a bad connection. It was muffled. It kind of sounded like Jerry talking through like a dirty shirt or maybe some underwear on the phone, disguising his voice. But I'm pretty sure it was Aaron, and he's real cool.
That's cool. Did you guys like play Madden over the internet or something? Were you like trying to show him how good you were at calling plays?
No, I did explain. I did explain that I can guess half the time when Tony Romo is going to 65% of the time predict it correctly. So yeah.
Did you see the thing about like how Romo finally got good at diagnosing plays after he stopped being
I did that onion. It was like an onion thing
yes.
or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really funny.
It was hysterical. But you know what? I've had a weird realization on that too. Haven't you ever like watched somebody do something like we watch the people playing Jeopardy and you're like, it's the, you know, the, how could you not know that when
you're actually doing it?
It's same thing like watching somebody play Madden. I'm like, dude, how'd you not throw it to the tight end? He was wide open. It was like, because I'm watching
right.
this guy and I'm watching it. It is easier to do.
Oh, I'm sure
to do that
100%
when somebody's trying to kill you.
Unless you're John Gruden, because he was terrible at calling games.
True,
just awful.
Well, no, but that's the thing. But you would think more players would be able to do this, and I guess he's also. He enjoys doing it. Obviously, I would think most of your upper echelon, like heady quarterbacks, would be able to do what he's doing, but you still have to be good on mic and want to do it to be able to pull it off, because he is great watching it.
Yeah, no, he really is. And we're going to get into, you know, our reaction to the championship games and looking at the Super Bowl later on in the show. But first, we're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins and their seemingly, and I guess it's not, they're not really searching for a coach, but they're very, very long, arduous journey towards hiring a coach. I think this is the longest they've been without ever having a coach.
Well, I know, but they know who they want.
Sure. Yes. Agreed.
I mean,
we all know who it's going to be. It's just, we're just waiting for the Patriots to hopefully lose, or at least their season's ending one way or another on Sunday. So, Brian Flores is the name. The last time we spoke,
Last time we spoke, neither of us wanted him.
We had him as the lowest, yeah, the lowest of the low on the choices. But I mean, like we said before, like nobody knows. Like nobody knows really. At the time, no one really knew much about him. Now there's been, you know, plenty of stories about his background. Seems to come from humble beginnings. Seems like a huge departure from Gase. And maybe any coach, I guess, that I can think of them having in recent years. So I guess we'll see. I mean, obviously nobody, you never know, like it's all speculation, but, cautiously optimistic is a good word. The staff he's putting together is again, not a lot of big names there or people that we've heard of. Caldwell will be an assistant of sorts, right? Did they say what his position's actually going to be? I guess
I think it's just an assistant coach. It's sort of like, offense. Hey, I've done this before. I'll hold your hand because our offensive coordinator was a wide receiver coach. Our defensive coordinator was a
linebackers coach.
Well, no, our head coach is the
No, but I think the defensive coordinator was also a linebackers coach.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I think they're both.
So maybe our linebackers
coaches
will be good.
Seems like they all have, obviously, they all have ties to Greer, the GM, in some way or another. So he's been pretty good at picking talent. We'll see how he is at assembling a coaching staff.
I'm a fan of Greer. I'm glad. I'd like to see what can happen under his watchful eye.
Yep. So the things we've heard since the last time we spoke were, I guess, Richard, from what I heard, was too, I guess, too passionate or seemed a little too rah-rah, too emotional for their liking. Didn't really hear anything about it. And none of the other candidates really excited me. I guess Richard was probably the only one. But then again, I mean, fully on record as saying I was really excited when they hired Adam Gase, so... what
Trip.
Do I know?
Yeah, right. So exactly. Shows how dumb you are.
But I didn't really, but you know, didn't really have much of a beat or care about Philbin. Was optimistic about Sperano. Was not a fan of the Cam Cameron hire.
Saban. How'd you like that Wonstadt hire?
I was pretty young back then, but I was, you know, I thought his tie to Jimmy Johnson was, you know, it was actually productive for the first few seasons because it was, you know, Johnson's team and Wonstadt was a part in that and had a hand in it. You know, and it, you know, they had some good years there. There was actually a really good team that missed the playoffs. That team that was Ricky Williams' first year. That was rough. I still feel like if that team would have made the playoffs, they would have done some damage. But anyway.
Yeah, they were. I mean, maybe won a game. I mean, come on. They didn't even make the playoffs.
I know. But that was, I mean, there were some, I don't want to rehash that season, but there were some things that happened.
Come on, that's not why we've come, that's not why they've come here?
You want to hear us talk about the 2002 Miami Dolphins? Anyway, all right, so getting back to the coaching search and the coaching, you know, the staff being assembled, it seems, I don't even know. I mean, all the talk about this is a rebuild, the word tanking has been thrown around, it seems like Flores seems to be on board with it. I don't know. I mean, this is all—it's all speculation. Who knows?
Well,
we don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, if he's on board, he's on board. If Greer decides to trade everybody away for picks, he's going to be on board with it. Because what's
right.
he going to do?
Yeah.
But tanking in the NFL is stupid. This is not the NBA where you can get 20% of your team, you know, of your starting lineup in one guy, and
yep.
the top five guys.
Nope. Agreed.
Are like 75% chance to be an all-star in the next 5 years. This is like you've got a 50-50 shot that the guy is going to be a
might
starter.
Contribute. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Might contribute. So, yeah, I mean, and Minkah Fitzpatrick is a perfect example of that. It was a very solid draft pick. Like, it's one of the best draft picks they've made in recent memory. And, yeah, I mean, ultimately didn't make all that much of a difference.
Right.
So
glad to have him.
Oh, absolutely. So they're picking, you know, they're picking 11 this year,
13.
Right? They're picking 13 this year.
Yeah, it's easy to remember, 13.
Okay. They picked 11 last year, I guess is what it was. That's where they picked Fitzpatrick, was 11.
Something like that.
So they're pretty close to the same spot that they were last year. It'll be... there hasn't been a lot of chatter about the draft. It seems like they definitely talked to the quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl. They sent Marino out there as a representative to interview some of the quarterbacks. He interviewed Drew Lock, who I'm hoping they're able to draft. They probably will not be able to get him at 13. There's a lot of time until the draft happens, but I don't think they'll be able to get.
Here's my hot take. They're not getting a quarterback at 13.
If they're going to get a quarterback, they're going to need to trade up.
They're going to have to trade up, or they're going to just take a guy in the third or fourth round that you've never heard of unless you're a college football fan.
Do you want them to draft do you want them to trade up for a quarterback?
So
I kinda
yes
do.
And no. So yes, I do. I don't know enough to say which one to go get and what to give up, and I don't know what it's going to take to move up.
Yeah,
neither do I. So I don't know. I know I don't want to go in with Tannehill. I know I don't want to go in with Flacco. I know I don't want to go in with probably any of you. I mean,
Foles. You love Foles.
I like Foles, but Foles is to get a 9 or 10 win team
right
over the hump, not to get a 7 win team maybe into the playoffs. Like that doesn't help us as much.
It seems like all the rhetoric and everything coming out seems to suggest that's not where their head's at. They're looking at, you know, bolstering the trenches, getting rid of some bloated salaries, starting from, I'm not going to say tanking, but, you know,
hey,
starting from scratch.
I'm fine with starting over.
We're used to it.
Yeah. But that's not tanking. You're still trying to win now. You're just trying to win cheaper and smarter. And if you get a better draft pick, you get a better draft pick. If Flores doesn't bring you a Super Bowl in year one, you're not going to freak out.
Yeah, I think it's important for them to hold on to their young players and keep the ones that are good on the team. I don't know, but that's part of the things that I'm hearing is, you know, there's rumors that they're going to trade Xavier Howard. There's rumors. I mean, Rashad Jones, Kiko Alonso, Cameron Wake, who's not under contract currently, like these are guys I could see them moving on from. I don't like the idea of them trading Xavier Howard. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody likes that idea. I mean, he's a young elite player at his position. That's the kind of guy you can, you know, build a part of your defense around.
I don't want to trade him because for the same reason I said, what are you going to get?
You might get a first round pick.
Yeah, but
right. What are you going to draft with that first round pick?
And honestly, I don't know if you'll get a first, because he's when does he need to get paid? He needs to get paid soon, and no one's giving up a first round pick and then to pay him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not in the way the league works. Not for DB. As good as he is, that's quarterback, maybe wide receiver, depending. Only because it happened for Cooper, even though
right.
As good as he was for Dallas, I don't think he was worth the one.
Yeah. So the major holes on this team. Offensive line, defensive line, and quarterback to me. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. And I would almost say offensive line. Like, no, that is everything. That is everything in this game.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be strong in the trenches, but that the other part of that is being strong on the defensive line as well. And I don't know. I don't think, I think there's a lot of holes up there that need to be filled.
The way defense works now, or I should say the way the NFL works now with how crazy the offense is, You can get away, if your offense is good, you can be a successful team with a high-risk, high-reward defense. With one of those, you can give up all the yards, which is kind of what the Patriots have done. They give up all the yards, but don't give up the points. Or like what the Saints have kind of did. Like, they're not a great defense, but they get the big sack or get the big turnover when you need it.
Yeah.
And if you can get ahead, then you can get in those positions where you can take those chances and you can give up a, you know, it's okay if you get burnt because you can make up for it and you can take those chances. And those, that used to not work. Those defenses used to spell doom in the playoffs, and although they did for the Saints this year, I mean, that, you know,
they didn't lose because of their defense.
No, I understand.
They lost because of the referees.
Well, yes, but you also have to play the whole damn game.
I'm not making excuses. Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that later. So I would like to see this team. I would like them to get the quarterback. I would like them to take the shot, go for it. Get him this year. I'm cautious about saying, like, you know, trading a bunch of capital to move up, but if you can get some capital from some of these players, if you're able to move, you know, there's talks about trading Tannehill and getting a late round pick for Tannehill.
Yeah, but none of that's getting you into the top 10.
No, but I'm just saying there are players. I mean, they could trade Rashad Jones. They could trade Ryan Tannehill. They could trade somebody else and get, if they trade three players and get three mid to late round draft picks, you can package those up and move up and you can try and get more draft capital to get what you need to move up into the, you know, to move further up in the draft. So you're still,
but fours and fives ain't, and maybe threes. That's not even. I mean,
no,
honestly,
I understand that. I'm not saying
give up too much. Yeah, I don't know if I'd. I don't know if I'm not saying I'd love to have the quarterback. I don't think I want to give up with all the other pieces we need to improve. I don't want to give up. I don't want to give up that much.
It is an interesting draft, though. I mean, it's an interesting class from a quarterback perspective, and looking at the way the draft has lined up there. And we talked about this last time too. There's not a ton of teams that need quarterback, and that's still true. I mean, there's in front of the Dolphins right now, the Broncos, possibly the Redskins. Well, the Redskins definitely need a quarterback, but I don't know if they're going to draft one. I think they might be one of those teams that's looking to fill via free agency because they think they have a shot at competing next year. The Jaguars, another one also who might not be in line to draft a quarterback. They might be looking to you know, sign a Nick Foles and draft, you know, an edge rusher.
Those are all quite possibles, but you have to go in saying the Bengals, the Raiders, the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Redskins are all taking quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like, though, and the only reason they're not all taking quarterbacks is because there's not that many quarterbacks to take in the first round.
It wouldn't be unheard of, is what I'm saying. I mean, there's Haskins, there's Drew Lock, there's David Jones, there's Kyler Murray. These are all the ones that have been talked about as first round draft picks. I don't know if, Will Greer is another one who might be in the first round conversation.
It's funny. I don't know why I bother looking at mock drafts because of the stupidest things ever.
Especially right now.
But the first bunch of ones had like one of those guys falling to Miami. And now, like the last one I saw, they're like, that's not going to happen. The closer the draft gets, the more people get hyped on these quarterbacks, and the more they're going to go. And they didn't have it. And they were all gone by 13. I think they had us taking a cornerback.
Why a corner? I don't understand.
It's a mock draft. Who cares?
I know. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. If they don't go quarterback, if they don't trade up, you know, and that's another thing too. I mean, one could slide to like the late, you know, the bottom of the top 10, and then they don't have to give up that much to move from 13 to, you know, 9 or 10. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, I don't know. Obviously, this is all speculation. We'll see what happens as we get closer to the draft. There's a lot of time between now and then. We'll probably have at least one more podcast before.
Oh, we'll be doing it.
But I'm going on record as saying I hope they get one of these. The ones that I like are, I think Haskins is going to be a good quarterback, but I don't think there's a chance in hell that they get him. I don't want Kyler Murray. I don't think that I don't think his skill set translates into the NFL.
I want Kyler Murray.
Drew Lock is the one I had mentioned before. He's the one that I would be the most excited about in this draft class for the Dolphins to get to. I'd be excited about them getting Haskins as well. I just don't think it's going to happen. And then Jones would be second. So those are the two, Lock and Jones, that I think they might actually have a chance at getting one of them.
Well, they don't have a shot at Murray. If Murray has any hint of playing football, I think he'll go before 13.
Yeah, and that's actually good, because that means he's going to be gone, and Haskins. That's two teams that are going to, you know, that are not going to need quarterbacks, that are not going to draft Drew Lock or David Jones. So anyway, we'll talk more about the quarterback prospects as we get closer to the draft. I'm hoping they go quarterback. If not, then I hope they go defensive line, because this draft is thick with defensive line up front.
So last year, 1-3, right? It was for Baker and Darnold. And then the Bills moved up to like 8 to take Josh Allen.
Yeah, and then Rosen went, or it was 7 or 8 for Allen.
And then Rosen was right behind 10, and then Lamar lasted until like the end of the round.
End of the first round, yep. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, if they stand pat and there's not a quarterback there, I'm fine with best player available.
There's also the chance, by the way, that Murray full on goes baseball and he's not drafted, or you could take a fifth round spot on him. But I mean, he's now all of a sudden there's only three.
Right. No. True. Yep. I see what you're saying. I don't know. When we get closer to the draft, we'll know more about this. It seems like they've been linked to defensive linemen. I can't remember which college he went to. I think it's Texas A&M. Montez Sweat or Sweet. He's an edge rusher out of the SEC. Supposed to be very talented. The draft, like I said, is allegedly very heavy. I'm not a big college football fan. Obviously, I'm not a pro NFL scout, but I've heard that there is a lot of defensive line talent in this draft. That's where they're heavy, especially in the interior, which bodes well for this team if they're going to draft, you know, I mean, if they're going to go edge or, you know, interior defensive linemen, I'd be okay with that, given how, you know, young and talented the secondary is. I think they can, you know, move away from that. If they don't go quarterback, I would like to see defensive line and offensive line heavy, like basically throughout the whole draft.
Yes, all of those.
Yeah, so we'll see as we get further along. I mean, I know you're not a huge college football fan, but do you have?
I know nothing about any of those people.
Yeah, I know a very limited amount. I did import the draft class into my Madden season.
I did that too.
Yeah, so that was fun. So it was actual real players instead of the weird like Madden generated names that come out in the draft. For those of you that play Madden and are familiar with the franchise mode, it does let you simulate the NFL draft. And then in years past, they would pull in players, or the computer would just generate names of these players.
Hysterical nonsense names in some cases.
Almost as good as the Key and Peele segment. But they have an option where you can, the Madden community actually has created the actual draft class, and you can import that and use that. So I actually did mine. Drew Lock was there when the Dolphins picked in my draft, and I was picking 11, not 13 in this one. And I was able to get Drew Lock, and then I was able to get Ja'Kai Polite, who is an edge rusher from the University of Florida that many predict is going to go in the first round. But since it's so heavy with defensive linemen, he actually slid to the second round. And then the third round, I was able to get Ohio State center, I think it's Michael Jordan.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and he's supposed to be a very good center. And I know we definitely need help in the middle of the interior of the offensive line.
So I did the same thing, and I took Lamar Raynard in the sixth round, and I was doing great with him. I had him; he was in line to be rookie of the year until he just basically broke in half and was out for 35 weeks.
Yeah, Drew Lock's doing phenomenal in my Madden season, if anybody cares. And Kenyon Drake's really benefited from adding a quarterback that can throw the ball downfield.
I could see that.
Yeah, so it's been, my Madden Dolphins team is actually doing very well. The actual Miami Dolphins for the year of 2019 are probably going to be nowhere near as good as my Madden team.
Well,
is.
They play on all Madden.
That's true. Oh, I am playing on all pro now.
Whoa. Yep. Come on.
Yeah, all pro.
Okay, actually.
That's right below all Madden.
Yeah, I've been actually playing on all pro. I didn't get this one on to all. Although.
Yeah. Okay.
The AI is so terrible. There's times where they've computer just has an open lane and the guy just cuts right into your defender. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
But all right.
Anyway, all right. So, what is there anything else you'd like to talk about? As far as the Dolphins and the offseason go, we kind of know what the offensive staff is going to look like. It's nothing that we really, nothing to be excited about, but nothing to be pessimistic about. It's just stuff we don't know, and then the draft at this point is all hyperbole and speculation anyway, so
exactly.
It's things we'd like to see happen. I don't know, you're on record as saying you don't want them to trade up for a quarterback, or don't what
I
if
don't
a quarterback
want to give up,
falls to them.
Absolutely. I would take any of those four at 13, and I'm not saying I wouldn't trade up. I just don't want to give up like multiple ones or like 1, 2, and 3. Like I need other picks.
Yeah,
so I'm fine with getting it. I'm fine with packaging up a player, not Howard, you know, to
right.
move, you know, if it has to be Jones, since we got Minka, that, you know, I love Jones, but if that gets us there, I don't think he's enough to get us there. So
no, he's still a very, very, very talented safety.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Very
like
highly rated.
There.
Yeah. But yeah, I would agree. He's definitely, I mean, at this point, they're not going to be contending for anything serious next season. So, you know, I think you get what you can get for him, because TJ McDonald played very, very well. And you could move Minka to free safety, where I think
right.
that's his natural position. Cool. So, yeah, I guess we'll kind of see on the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, we'll kind of go from there. So this is a new podcast format for us.
That's right. So right now, we're going to take a tiny little break.
Yeah, I don't have to have you talk while I go get a beer. We can take a break, and I'm going to actually go get a beer.
Well, be quick about it, because when we come back, I'm going to tell you why you need to be betting on the Patriots this Sunday.
Boo!
Exactly, and there's a good reason. Stay tuned to find out what it is.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to have to do something about the... I did like how we could always hear us opening the beer cans.
Yeah, but these are bottles. They don't,
I know, but
they don't
I still
make the noise.
I still hear the twist off a little bit.
All right, here. There you go. All right, well, we won't drink during the commercials. We'll use the commercials to, right. I don't know, do so illicit drugs.
Why don't you tell everybody why you love the Patriots on Sunday?
I do not love the Patriots on Sunday.
You don't?
I hate the Patriots.
I don't believe it.
So this is a little something I came
Careful,
up
that's
with.
Our future coach you're talking about.
Oh, I love their linebackers coaching. So this is something
and
I...
And their wide receivers coach.
Yes, he's very good. Yeah. He should run an offense. So this is something I came up with many years ago. A couple decades ago, I was living in New York during the Yankees run with the Mariano Rivera, Derek Jeter, always win and never like those Yankees teams. So I realized something. The best thing to do when there's a dynasty that you hate is you bet on them. Before the season, you bet on them to win it all. In the big game, you bet on them to win. Now, if they're favored, you have to bet the money line because you don't want them to win and not cover, because then you're screwed. If they're the underdog, you can straight up bet the points.
Are they still what are they, 1.5?
I think so. Yeah. But here's the key.
Right. The reason behind this madness.
The reason behind the madness is, what would you pay to have the Patriots lose the Super Bowl?
$47,000.
So you should bet $47,000 on the Patriots to lose.
To win.
You should bet them to win, correct.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
So if they win, you get $47,000, and that will really numb the pain of a goddamn another win for Tom Brady.
I don't even care at this point anyway.
And if they lose, you could be like, I did that. Now, I don't suggest 47,000.
That's a really high number.
I suggest a number that you're very comfortable losing, but something where you'd be like, I'd pay that to watch them lose.
Yeah, like 150.
Whatever it is, it's different. For some people it'll be $10. Some people will be $1,000. I don't care. It's that number in your head that says this is what I would pay to watch to make them lose. Put that amount of money on them to win. And you're basically hedged. If they lose, you'd be like, yes, I did that. And if they win, hey, at least you got some money out of it.
It's not a bad plan. I've heard crazier plans.
It's a great plan.
So let's talk about how those crazy cheating bastards got into the Super Bowl. So they destroyed our favorite team, the San Diego Chargers, who play in Los Angeles.
God, they sure did.
They ruined them. That was awful. That was terrible. That was so bad. Just I was shocked at how they just like
right.
I still don't know how I watched San Diego play this year. They're not that
I
bad.
I mean, the fact that they won,
and they had
wasn't
decent
shocking.
Weather
the
too.
Way they won was shocking.
Yeah, I mean there was decent weather. I mean,
they destroyed them.
They did. They ran right down their throats. They were running like, you know, option type of plays almost on certain. It was crazy. Like, and it was like, for as brilliant as the Chargers defensive scheme was going into Baltimore, it was equally putrid going into Foxborough.
Completely different offenses. one was a glorified Wildcat.
Right. No, I know. But the Patriots were right. running. That's how they beat them. They ran down their throats. Right. Like, I mean, and I was
No,
surprised.
But you couldn't do, but if you lined up like you did against the Ravens, Brady would have destroyed you.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, yes, absolutely. And I mean, James White had 15 catches.
And not one rush.
That's insane. It's just crazy, and I don't know. That was very, very surprising to me. I didn't see that one coming. And then the other AFC game was Kansas City, and they crushed Indianapolis, which is, again, I did not see that one coming.
That one I saw coming.
You said they were going to win. I don't think you said they were going to crush them.
I had them covering.
Yeah, neither one of those games were close. The NFC games that week were Los Angeles at Dallas.
That one, I took Dallas, and I think you guys took the Rams.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think we split on that, because I was on the right side of the Chiefs and the wrong side of that, and then we all had the Saints.
And then the Saints and the Eagles, and that was the only close game of the weekend.
Right.
And the Saints won against Old Saint Nick.
True.
Or Big D Nick, as you like to call him.
He is Big D Nick.
Not you. All of Philadelphia calls him that, I believe.
It's a common name.
It's a thing. It's a thing. So anyway, yeah, they crushed them. Or no, they didn't crush them. That was the only close game. The Rams were up big on the Cowboys, but it ended up being a pretty close game for the most part.
Well, I think it was a close game, and then they ended up big. Who knows? It was so long ago, nobody cares anymore.
Exactly. But anyway, so moving into championship weekend, you had the Rams at the Saints.
Everybody knows about the call.
What a game that was. It was, the Saints got out to not a big lead, but they got out, they got out in front, and the Rams weren't able to do anything on offense. It seemed like they couldn't make hide nor hair of anything on offense because of the noise in that dome.
That CJ Henderson could run though.
Yeah, he did. He gave them some life. He gave them a spark. I loved that fake punt call when they were down. That was awesome. I think it only led to a field goal, I believe, but still got them off the schneid, which was good. And then you saw what happened in the second half. They kind of just like built up the momentum. They were stopping Breeze, and then when it looked like the Saints were gonna go in get the game winning field goal and kill the clock, there was the call. I can't remember a worse no call, and I also can't remember one that's been met with this amount of vitriol. Do you?
Well, I can't remember a this obvious call
that determined the outcome of a game.
Of a game to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like this late in a conference championship game. The only thing close was maybe the Dez Bryant catch, but that's at least was like, it's the rule that was crappy. It wasn't so much. It was like, you could at least see the, you kind of understood why they made that terrible call. Opposed to this.
That is probably the closest thing to this. But that wasn't even, I mean, this was so egregious that like, I mean, and I'm not a Saints fan or a Rams fan. Like, I mean, both teams. And as soon as it happened, I was like, the Rams are going to win this game now just because like, it's going to cause a giant,
right.
I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to. Just
a
giant
kerfuffle?
A stir. And I honestly, the amount of blowback from this has been, I'm surprised. I think it's
what I expected.
Goodell literally had to say, like, we're not replaying the game. Like, that's how, I know, but to have the commissioner actually acknowledge it, like, to that point, like, I was like, wow.
So it's funny what happened. Pro Football Talk, that guy, the guy who runs it, Mike Florio, it was a lawyer before he ran this. So he loves going into the rule books and finding
out. For sure.
So the first thing he put out, and he's like, technically, it's within his purview. Mm-hmm. He has the ability to do it. And he's like, it's not going to happen. He's like, but legally, he has the thing. And what's funny.
Yeah, but the fact that he even had to address something ridiculous.
But somebody then did make the lawsuit. They were sued.
Right. Yeah.
So, which is why they kind of had to come out and say
that's
it.
That's crazy. It's
what's crazier is the lawsuit, from what I read it on PFT, is the guy just basically used the wording. He basically took that article and was like, here's my legal argument. Like, he's like, I should get a consulting credit. The guy, like, these like whole paragraphs of my article is in his brief.
Yeah.
But you knew it wasn't going to happen. They're not doing, that's not that. That clause is not for a judgment call. It's for, I don't even know what it's for. It's just for, I can't even imagine what would happen to allow it, like,
to a game to be replayed. Yeah. It'd be like somebody like running onto the field and shooting somebody.
I was just going to say that,
like,
scene from The Last Boy Scout, yeah. Which nobody listening to this who has seen, because it's a terrible movie.
It is a terrible movie.
Yeah, I liked it, but it's terrible.
I love Bruce Willis. John McClane.
And the guy from the Chiefs.
What?
Damian Williams.
Oh, Damian Wayans. I was like, I know there was a Wayans in it. Damian Williams. I don't know. That was another thing too, like trying to, like, as I was watching the game, I was trying to figure out like which one of them I would want to play against the Patriots. I think it's kind of a wash. I think they're both, I mean, that's why the game was really close. And that's another thing too. The Saints, obviously, there was more football after that. So I mean,
yeah, and they
got the ball and they went 3-and-out.
Right.
I mean, you know, in overtime, so they had a chance to stop Goff. You know, he only had a minute, but he was able to get him into field goal range, and that was a big drive for Goff. Goff, I mean, he showed me something in that game. He played well. I mean, that's a difficult place to go in and play and win, and he did. You know, and it wasn't. Gurley was not helping him out. I mean, C.J. Anderson was C.J. Anderson, but...
But he was... Well, actually, he wasn't. He was...
Well, he's been... I mean,
he's what he's been this year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's a good running back. I mean, he's not going to break 50-yard touchdowns, but you put him on a good offense.
He's a good runner. I know, but...
He won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, like, and he was there...
That was like 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was like 4 Super Bowls ago.
Really?
Yeah, against the Panthers. But the Broncos defense won that game, right, for sure, but I mean... Anderson was their
That's
offense.
True.
Like, I mean, he's a good running back.
I know. I'm just saying, a guy who basically was cut on two teams. You don't expect
anybody
to come in week 13
exactly.
And put
it
up
is
this
surprising.
Guy in
but yeah, you put him on a good team, and yeah, I mean, he's more than serviceable. So I don't know. Would you have rather seen the Saints? Do you think the Saints have a better chance of beating the Patriots?
I think they both have an equal chance of. I guess I would have gone with Peyton Breeze, and I'd felt more comfortable in the big game. As great as McVay is, it's still like, you know.
Oh, no, I know. That's kind of how I felt, too. Like, I'd agree with that. I was kind of leaning that way. I thought, I feel like if there's anybody, well, I mean, Peterson outcoached Belichick last year, so.
That's true. But you know what? All right, so let's get into it. So the Rams are built to beat the Patriots. Somehow the Patriots will, because of their amazing linebacking coaches and their wide receiver coaches, they're going to find a way to get around it. But crazy pass rush.
That's one of the things, too, is Wade Phillips has great success against Brady.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, he's had great success as a defensive coordinator.
No, I know. But, yeah. I mean, against Brady head-to-head. Like, right. I mean, you know, he's very done very well. So that does give me some hope. I forgot about that. I just forget because the Rams' defense hasn't been really as good as I thought it would be. Although they played pretty well in the playoffs,
they played well when they needed to. With when Talib
Sue
came back, Sue did look good.
Looked good. Has looked good in the playoffs. He had a sack against Dallas, and he had a big sack in the.
Honestly thought he would have a much bigger season with Donald, like with the single coverage you get with Aaron.
But now you're seeing him in the playoffs. This is his first chance to play on the big stage, and
true.
What
about all those Dolphins Super Bowls that I had in Madden with him?
Yeah, no, he was always a big part of my Madden Super Bowl winning Dolphins teams. I think he was Defensive Player of the Year a couple times in those seasons. So I guess the Rams and the Saints, they're both good teams. I guess, obviously, we're definitely rooting for the Rams. I'm glad they're wearing their throwback uniforms in the Super Bowl. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yep, they're wearing the throwbacks, which is cool.
I don't even know if I can watch this damn game.
Yeah? No? I felt the same. I'm more excited to watch this one than I was last year. Because I don't like the Eagles, and I definitely don't like the Patriots. So it's hard to watch two teams you don't like.
I'm gonna not want to watch it, and then I'll put it on. And if the Patriots are losing, I'm gonna watch it, and then it's gonna be like that Atlanta one.
The Atlanta one was weird because I was like, I don't want to live in a world where Matt Ryan wins a Super Bowl. Like, I was almost like I wasn't rooting for the Patriots, but it was like. I didn't care.
No,
like, I just didn't care. Like, I didn't care about the outcome. Like, for some reason, the
you don't
Eagles
hate
Super Bowl.
Them enough. I don't understand.
Yeah. I hate them a lot, but I guess not. I've just become numb to it. It's, like, ridiculous. Anyway.
Numbchuck.
So, the other championship game, which was even more painful, actually, much more painful, was the Patriots at the Kansas City Chiefs.
No surprise there, really. I mean,
right from the get-go, I was like, oh, man, I couldn't even watch because I thought the Patriots, it just seemed like they were just going to stomp them again. But the Chiefs got that interception in the end zone early, and then they somehow made a couple stops. It seemed like the Patriots were just marching down the field every single time they had the ball. But for somehow the game stayed clean. And the Chiefs weren't scoring either, but somehow they weren't, like, they weren't blowing them out. And then the Chiefs' offense got hot in the second half.
Damian Williams.
Love that guy. And it just...
Well, here's the disclosure. I've always liked Damian Williams, but I never liked him more than the guys we kept ahead of him.
No, I know. Oh, yeah. He couldn't have. I mean, he's what he is because he's on the team that he's on. I mean, he's a very, like CJ Anderson.
A very serviceable player, but I'd rather have Drake.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
even though.
Jesus, can you imagine Drake on the Chiefs? Wow.
I mean, he's talent-wise, he's probably right there with Kareem Hunt, I would think. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't.
I mean, I'm not really keen on watching him sit on the bench and not do anything for the Dolphins. Oh. Anyway, I wonder what our staff's going to do. I really do. Anyway, I digress. So that game, the second half of that game it was crazy. Just the back and forth nature of the fourth quarter alone, what the last 5 minutes was like.
I know, but then once it was like, oh no, Brady's got the ball, and you look and it's like 4 minutes, and I'm like, no, this is what he does.
I know.
But then he actually came back and with like the what was it, like under a minute, they were able to come back and get the field goal to.
So they had the ball with 11 seconds and no timeouts. Did you, like, with the Chiefs at the end, like, did you, like, were you mad that they just kicked the field goal there and didn't take a shot? I was.
I wasn't, because too.
I mean, not like furious, but I was like, I would have taken a shot. Like,
I mean, I would have in Madden, but I don't know if you'd take the shot there. There's too many things. It's too hard to score a touchdown. All you're going to do is make it easier without a timeout, a sack, somebody gets in line. You're not getting that ball. That's a Hail Mary. That's like a 10%. If you're at a field goal range, you know, but if you got a shot at that field goal, you kind of have to take it there.
Yeah. And then
if you're closer, like if you're inside the 10 and you have a legitimate shot of scoring and it's easy to throw it out the back of the end zone, you know, then you can do that with 11 seconds. But from where they were, you can't.
There was the phantom roughing the passer call on Brady that happened. That was really, 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 that one really, really hurt. Because they were actually, their defense actually had some momentum at that point.
Right.
And it just seemed to all go away after that. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. It's fine now. So the way,
you're stepping on
it. Oh, yeah. That'll help. Anyway, definitely not the calls that the Saints had going against them, but I mean, there was that one. They got the pick, but the guy was lined up in the neutral zone.
Right.
Because the game would have been over then.
That's true. Did you see, like, there was, I read an article on that, too, where they're like, usually in that one, they'll actually warn the guy and be like, hey, if it's that obvious, they actually will, maybe not in the playoffs, but there's times where the ref might even be like, hey, back up a little bit before the play. And in that one, he knew, because he literally, he saw him put his hand on the flag, and as soon as it was hiked, he threw it. But I mean, that's a legit. He was over. It's a legit. It's a legit call.
It just
sucks because he had nothing to do with the play.
No, I know. And then it just seemed like there every third down they were going to get a first down. Somehow, some way, and then they got the interception and it was like, oh, nope, there's a flag. They get the ball back.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
And then Romo's like, he's going to throw it out to Gronk. And he sure did. And
so here's another little piece, what I find interesting. So everybody's like, oh my God, Romo's like 60. He's like so accurate. He knows exactly what they're going to do. It's not that he knows what they're going to do. He sees what they should do, and so do the Patriots.
Right, they do, yeah.
They know, they see the same. It's not that he knows exactly what they're going to do. He knows what they should do. If that was a Dolphin game, he'd be like, oh my God, look at what's going on. They should totally, not run Drake into six guys right here. They should run a slant, and then they would run Drake into six guys.
So are you saying they should be interviewing Tony Romo for the head coaching position?
That guy's making way too much money to just sit up there and call games.
True. Very true.
But
I'd hire Tony Romo.
Yeah, he's handsome.
He seems to know a lot about football too.
He does.
Not as much as you.
Well, maybe a little bit. Maybe about as much. I would say about as much.
So the Chiefs kick the field goal, tie the game. It goes to overtime. They lose the coin toss. The Patriots get the ball. And unlike the Saints, they do not go three and out. Instead, they go three, get a first down, go three, get another first down, go three, get another first down. I mean, that seemed like the longest. That was the most annoying drive I've ever seen in my life.
That's actually every Madden computer drive against me, where you sack them twice and it's like 3rd and 29,
hey,
and then they just
18.
And then they get it. I'm like, come on,
to Chris Hogan or freaking
to whoever,
Julian Edelman. Oh, and I hate him so much. Oh, and it was just, yeah, it was like a nightmare. It was awful.
Well, you know what I would say about those wide receivers.
Well, they're coached. They're overachieving. Yeah,
they're well coached.
They're definitely overachieving. That is for sure. Oh man. So the Patriots win as Rex Burkhead scores the touchdown there at the end, which I'm sure the Chiefs defense was just gassed at that point.
And you know what? And look, not to throw fire on the Andy Reid is terrible at game management.
Pretty
you have
terrible.
To call. You have to. At the time, I'm like, you have to call a timeout. You're gassed. They've been running every time they were inside the 10. They would just run for a touchdown. I'm like, you need a timeout right here. It's not like you need the time. It's not like it's not gonna. There's no reason not to call the timeout right there.
If only he had Tony Romo in his ear. If only.
That's true. He was saying that during it, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he was probably, I'm sure, all of it. So, yeah. So they fired their defensive coordinator after the game.
What?
Yeah, and I don't even know who their defensive coordinator was. They also, I guess, Brady said something to Mahomes. I guess that made news articles. Like, who cares?
Well, of course he said something to him. What was he supposed to do? Not say? What if he didn't say something to him? That would be even bigger news.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, Mahomes looks, I mean, that guy's awesome. I'm very sad he's not a Dolphin. And yeah, so that was that. That was unfortunate. I did not think the Patriots were going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. I really didn't.
There was no way. This is like the worst team they've had in like 10 years.
Yeah, but they used that. They heard,
I know.
They heard us talking about them.
Oh, come on. That nobody believes in us.
I know.
Scrap.
That was so, that makes it even more infuriating. And it's just like, I don't know. Anyway, so Patriots, Rams, Atlanta. I think it's close to it's close to a pick 'em. I think the Rams are 1.5 point favorites.
I would bet on the Pats, and I would root for the Rams.
Yeah, aside from your weird logic about betting on them, which actually kind of makes sense, and I'll give you that. Do you actually think they're going to win, the Patriots?
Honestly, I think it's a coin flip.
I do too.
And at this point,
the Rams just seem so young and like.
Here's something.
But so were the Eagles last year.
This is stupid. There's zero football analysis in what I'm about to say. The Patriots dynasty started with beating the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Right, when they were huge underdogs. Yes. It would be poetic if it ends with the Rams beating them. That would be amazing.
And then the Rams start their new dynasty.
Yeah,
I mean, not dynasty, but maybe, you know, they're going to be good for a while. I don't mean like 8 Super Bowls, but
God, damn it,
it's ridiculous. this is the most ridiculous thing, and I think this is probably Pro Football Talk again because I go to the site every day, like we probably all do. Had an article, Brady. If you took Brady's career from before the Achilles injury and after the Achilles injury, each one was a Hall of Fame career. They each had multiples. They each had like 4 Super Bowl appearances and like 2 or 3, you know, and multiple and MVPs and statistics on their own. He's literally had 2 goddamn Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah. I was nodding throughout your whole thing, but like nodding and shaking my head is just like how annoying and frustrating this all is. And it's like,
all right, you know what? We're disgusted. Let's take a quick little break and then we'll come back, talk some nonsensey stuff. Maybe, I don't even know what we'll talk about, but
we got to make our predictions. We actually haven't made the Super Bowl predictions yet. So we'll come back and we'll do that. I didn't even realize that we had another break.
Oh yes.
That's a great excuse to get a drink.
When we come back, we'll tell you who will win Super Bowl, whatever number this is.
Super Bowl predictions.
Super Bowl XXL.
I know. They got to start using real numbers now.
No, they don't. You know Roman numerals go up as high as regular numbers.
No, I know they do. I'm just saying I can't read. Like, when they're little, I can understand them. Like, now they're too high. Like, I don't, like, L, like, what the hell is that? Is that 50?
Yes, L is 50.
Damn.
You know, I remember.
This is 53.
I remember.
This is Super Bowl 53.
So it's V.
53.
I mean, Lee.
All right. We're at the break. We'll be back. All right. Super Bowl predictions.
Rams, 38.
Oh.
Patriots, 37.
Wow. All right. How's that going to play out? They're going to get a touchdown at the end?
Oh, 2-point conversions, all kinds of missed extra points.
No, I'm saying they're going to, oh, it's going to be 37 to 31 and the Rams are going to get a touchdown at the end.
It's going to be,
or they're going to win on a defensive stop.
It's going to be 30-37. The Rams are going to get a touchdown.
Oh,
and
go for the
2-point
conversion
to win.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. I would love that. And would they do like an LA special to get it?
They will, but that's just getting stuck in traffic.
Hey-o! Boom. So here's an interesting thing that I...
What?
It's not that interesting. I mean, it just shows what an idiot I am that I realized this today.
Wait. Rewind. What's your prediction, my friend?
Oh, I'll get to that. I just wanted to I wanted to go through this observation that I made today.
I didn't realize we were going around the corner.
Where I realized that Brandon Cooks was on the Patriots last year and lost.
Yep.
And he has the rare opportunity to go to the team that's playing against them and then could lose to them in the Super Bowl. So could lose 2 Super Bowls in a row.
But you do realize he was also on the Saints that he beat last week.
I do.
Or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so there was... This reminds me of something that happened in... And this is just me going on a tangent, and I'm sorry. I'm starting to get a little drunk. But
yeah, I'll be right back.
There was... No, this is good. So this is for you hockey fans out there. There was... ooh, nice.
Yeah, I know how to do it.
There was a... there were 2 Stanley Cup finals that were back-to-back where... it was the Red Wings versus the Penguins, and this was like right at the end of the 2000s. So anyway, Marian Hossa played for the Red Wings, and or no.
Oh my God, this story is boring.
It is, yeah. No, I'm ruining it. Anyway, he was on the team that lost, and then went to the team went across, and then ended up winning. Oh no, it wasn't. Yes, okay. So he was on the Red Wings. And they lost to the Penguins in the finals. And then the next year he went to the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks made it to the finals and they won. So, yeah. Anyway.
This is basically
Brandon Cooks was on a team that made it to the finals last year. He lost. And now he's on a team that has a chance to win this year. So, anyway.
And the year before that, Chris Long, he won with the Patriots, and then he won with the Eagles.
That's true. That's right.
And Deion Sanders kind of made a career out of this, although it was in the championship.
But he always
games.
Won, though. Yeah,
I know. But it was between he would go between Dallas and then to the Niners.
Yeah, it's just the losing and the yeah, winning. Yeah. That's kind of what I was going for. But anyway, neither here nor there. I'm predicting, jeez.
So it's the Los Angeles Rams and it's the New England Patriots.
I'm aware.
They are playing the Super Bowl in Atlanta. They're not playing it in New England nor are
yeah,
they
on a neutral site.
It's
and
a
like 99% of America wants the Rams to win. And then the 1% that lives in Boston that wants the other 1% that lives in New Orleans. So there's so they want their so New Orleans and Boston want the Patriots to win. Everywhere else wants the Rams to win. So I really don't know. Like, I'm having a really hard time.
Yeah, none
with this
of us
one.
Know. We just pick numbers. We make
I
it up.
Understand that. I get it. I just
all right. Well, here while you're thinking about it, you can think about it. I'll ask you a question.
No,
honest question.
Yeah.
When you are a fan. Or even a player in a team in a game, and you lose like the Saints, or whatever, or just even if you lose regularly in the championship game, do you want the team that beat you to win so you can say, "Hey, at least we lost to the best team," or do you want them to lose because screw them?
That's the way it used to be. The way it used to be was you want the team to beat you to go on and win. But now I feel like in this modern era of like hatred and vitriol and media like just stirring up hatred so much. That you want the team to beat that beat you to lose.
See, it's funny. Like, I agree, the world is a terrible place, and I can't wait till it burns up. And
but also,
into
the Saints
sun.
Have a very good reason because they were
they got
robbed.
Screwed. Yeah, so. but they weren't robbed by the by the Rams.
No. That's true. They were robbed by the refs. But I'm sure they all hate the Rams.
But, well, it's funny because, again, like, I agree the world is a terrible place. But players don't seem to hate each other the way they did. But with free agency and moving around and working out in the offseason, they seem 100% to be
agree.
More buddy-buddy than in the old days where, like, they literally hated each other.
Yeah, agreed. No, it's more like the fans hate them now.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good call. And with that, I will say Rams 34, Patriots 27. So a touchdown. Rams win by a touchdown.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope we're both right.
I hope both of those scores happen.
It's possible, man. It's possible. Actually, it's not. It's 100% not possible.
Well, it could happen in the Spider-Verse. We get one score in one verse and one score in the other.
Well, that's true. Have you seen that yet?
I did. I went to see it.
Awesome. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good, right? It was
very good.
I'm trying to think. Like, it might be one of maybe the best animated movie that I've ever seen. It was really cool. Like, it was really original, like, in terms of, like, animation. And then Spider-Man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
I liked it.
Did you see Bird Box?
I did not.
And you said you have no interest in seeing it?
Correct. Zero interest.
Why? It's really good.
It's not really good. It's okay.
How do you know you haven't seen it?
Because it's ridiculous. I don't want to see Sandra Bullock.
You should watch it with a
blindfold
on. You should watch it with a blindfold on.
It's just, you know what? I heard The Quiet Place was really good, and that doesn't interest me at all either.
It's like the same plot.
It's exactly the same plot.
I haven't seen The Quiet Place.
That's what drives me insane.
Agreed. That did make me a little upset about it.
But I have an idea. So the monsters are coming, and if you taste them...
Smell. No, let's do smell.
Oh, sorry.
Smell.
If you smell them, yeah. They will kill you.
If you smell them.
So you have to stuff blindfolds in your nose.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, The Quiet Place, they had to be quiet or the monsters would hear them, right? I haven't seen The Quiet
Place.
Yes. Have you seen The Quiet Place?
I did not.
Okay.
That also doesn't interest me, which makes me a terrible reviewer.
Yes.
Because if you, by the way, if you've seen these movies and you like them, by all means, you're right, and I'm an idiot.
Right.
I didn't see it. I have no...
You have no frame of reference.
I have no right to my opinion.
You're like a small
opinion.
Child that wanders into a theater midway through.
No, I have no rights to these opinions. I have them, and I'm standing by them, but I'm the idiot here. You're right. Don't bother screaming. Don't bother calling
right.
me an idiot.
I am. You are an idiot.
Yeah. But I still have no desire to see those things.
It's good. You should watch it, man. It's a good movie. It's better than Venom, for sure.
Woo!
And I liked Venom.
I know, but that's a silly thing.
Yeah.
I will say this. I started watching The Punisher, and I haven't even finished it because I'm not that interested in it.
Yeah, I've never really been interested in that character. I liked him on season 2 of Daredevil. Like,
oh,
I've
but
liked
his
him
season
like a...
1 was worth watching.
I
that
heard
was
that.
Good.
I'm just so, like, I honestly, I'm just so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Dumb?
No, no, like the one where you're like upset or like depressed.
Oh, like
despondent,
stupid angry.
I'm not angry. I'm so despondent about the Marvel Universe shows on Netflix being canceled.
Oh.
Specifically Daredevil.
Yeah,
that like so. I'm like, why am I going to bother
you know
watching
what?
The Punisher?
They gave me 3 great seasons.
They sure did, but they really, really left me wanting more at the end of the last
that's
one.
Like, how
that's
you,
why I was like,
yeah,
really,
but that's
really.
Better. It's better to be left wanting more.
I suppose. Yeah, you're right. And you're right.
For example, I also watched the final half season of Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix. Big fan of the Kimmy Schmidt show on
Netflix.
I have
not seen it.
Very funny.
I liked her character on The Office.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of similar character.
I could see that.
Well written, very funny. And they kind of wrapped it up in the... I don't like... finale, spoiler alert, where they give everybody like the happy ending.
Oh, is it like a finale?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, wow. But that was only like 2 or 3 seasons, right?
4.
Oh, what? Wow. All right, then.
But they're Netflix seasons. They just boom, here's the whole thing.
Yeah. And then I have been binging the hell out of Game of Thrones, and boy. When that one starts, this might become a Game of Thrones podcast.
I'm not opposed to actually doing 2 a week. One.
There are enough insider. There's enough dolphin content on channel.
Actually,
we could just totally make this a Game of Thrones podcast.
Actually, our Twitter is a terrible dead thing, but it's at @tblowhole.
Like a White Walker.
It's like a White Walker. No, it's way deader than a White Walker.
Like the dragon. Like the ice dragon?
It's like John Arryn dead.
Oh, John Arryn, not Arryn.
No, I'm talking about the White Walker one.
Zing!
All right. It's been a while for me. But I wouldn't mind doing like a recap of this of the weekend game and a recap of Game of Thrones.
There will be no football to talk about.
Oh, that's right. That's April. We're talking April.
We'll talk half draft, half Game of Thrones. We'll talk 75% Game of Thrones, 25%
draft.
Yeah,
that is happening.
We'll talk 85% Game of Thrones, 15%.
We will make up percentages
for Dolphins draft. There won't be that much to talk. I mean, we could speculate, but we should just talk about Game of Thrones. And we should get... We've talked about this, about making it more interactive. So this would be a really good way to get our 12 listeners to interact with the... Everybody likes Game of Thrones.
Did we ever do one of those Instagram-y things, or are we just only on the twits?
There's an Instagram. I started posting some stories, but yeah, it didn't. I'm so lazy.
Well, I mean, we did get some awesome.
I have a tiny
awesome,
drinking problem.
We did have some very nice words told to us. Did somebody in our DMs? So the Twitters, you're out there.
We'll pick up next week with the one or two people that have interacted with us on social media, and that's all our fault, not your fault.
Yeah,
you guys
are awesome.
Yes,
but we're gonna want to hear from you throughout this off season, so we can get some of your input on here.
Go Rams!
Go Rams!